Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back at 17 till, oh, 7 till the hour, not 17, 7 till 53 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Karen Kerrigan is with us, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council is her organization, sbecouncil.org. Karen, tell us about yourself and your company.
We are SBE Council. We are a national nonprofit advocacy, research, and networking and training organization. And we have 100,000 members across the country. We advocate for entrepreneurs and do a range of things in Washington to represent their interests and really count on the activism and the engagement of our members to make a difference for us. We have a lot of good research on our website. We released our Small Business Survival Index a couple of weeks ago that ranks the states in terms of their policy environments for small business, and you can find that at sbecouncil.org. And sign up for our e-news. We have a weekly e-news that comes out that really highlights everything that we do every day for small business. I'll give you an idea of what we're up to and
folks,
and what we're
also
doing to fight the good fight.
Your financial support, they can use that because, and folks, I don't know if you've noticed, and if you pay attention, you'll notice that I don't encourage you to support every single small business group out there. There are a handful that are on the show on a regular basis that I tell you I believe are worthy of your time and your financial support. SBE Council, I'm proud to say I've been telling you about them for over 14 years. Karen, her organization, I mean, talk about efficiency, talk about accomplishment for an efficiency in terms of their funding and what they get accomplished. I highly recommend them. Please check them out, sbecouncil.org. Karen, thanks again for all you do for small business. Now tell us about some of the things you are doing right now.
Well, if I could just make one more point about this survey, Jim, I think, we were very surprised to see this number. I think there's a sea change in terms of the mindset of these young entrepreneurs, with 20% said that overseas expansion was a strategy for growth over the next 5 years.
Interesting.
And 12% said it was a major part of their strategy. And, Jim, as we know, less than 1%, of businesses in this country actually export.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think these new entrepreneurs are young. Now, many of them, they're not all young. I mean, they're new entrepreneurs. But I think certainly, there is a comfort level, particularly with younger entrepreneurs, in terms of the international space, and it's not so strange for them to be doing business overseas.
You know what this means, Karen? This just means my export programming that I've been doing on my show all these years is finally kicking in. And
there you go. And Jim Blasingame. But you know what? I think Jim. This is, and also I think it's indicative of the U.S. economy in terms of the weak revenues and the opportunities in the economy, because as you know, most of the growth that's going to come in the world is going to happen overseas, and you have
right.
do have this burgeoning middle class.
94% of all earthlings live outside the United States.
That's right. That's right. So, and Jim, and that's one thing that we do at SBE Council. We make as you do, we make our members aware of just all the things that are available for them. They pay for it, taxpayer funded mm-hmm. services to help them go global. At the International Trade Administration, their training programs, their webcasts, their market research on specific countries,
right.
In commercial services, the people on the ground that are there to help them. I mean, we pay for this. Small business
mm-hmm.
owners pay for it,
mm-hmm.
and they can take advantage of it. And it's a really, really good program. And also at the state level, there's some fantastic programs that exist. Here
right.
in the state of Virginia, there's an unbelievable program that helps small businesses.
We've talked about this many
global.
Times on the show. Absolutely, Karen. What do you what's your thought? What are your thoughts on the legislative situation for the rest of 2012? Quickly.
I do think there's going to be. I think there's. We've been working on this crowdfunding issue. I think there's going to be some type of bill passed. I don't think it's going to be the ideal that we want to, but I think it's going to be a good start. And it has the type of investor protections that we want, the type of things that are going to really help this become a credible source, of raising capital for small business owners. I think there will be some, perhaps some regulatory reform bills, some bipartisan ones that do pass. But for the most part, Jim, I think we're going to be stuck, where we are right now in terms of the Congress just addressing what they have to at the last minute before things expire.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, look at this payroll tax extension expires in 2 months.
What an admission of incompetence. It's amazing, isn't it? Hey, Karen, I got to wrap it up, unfortunately. Thank you for 14 great years as a member of our Brain Trust and for all the things that you do for small business, Karen.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Merry Christmas to all your listeners.
Merry Christmas, Karen. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. She'll be back, I promise. I will be, too, after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.